Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Fill her up!
Can I hear myself? Yes, I can hear myself. Welcome to another episode of In Godfrey We Trust. You know what time it is, everybody. It is time to get down, motherfuckers. You know what it is. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my God. It's always good to be in this bitch. You know what I'm saying? Holding it down. You know what I'm saying? Doing our thing. You know what I mean? I appreciate you guys. Appreciate you guys subscribing to the podcast and all that whole shit. You know what I'm saying? Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with, boy. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. And I had the privilege of going to see GZA of the Wu-Tang Clan. Saw him last week. GZA at the Sony Hall with, Russell Peters at the Ones and Twos. Saw that shit. That shit was fire as hell. Man, Wu-Tang. GZA gave me my props. Made me, Mike, did I give you the, when he made me an honorary Wu-Tang member? Have I sent that to
you? I can pull that up. I know what the video you're talking about. Let me find
You know the video I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's like you standing with him and
I sent it to you?
I don't know if you sent it to me, but I've seen the video. It's not recent, right?
No, it's last week.
Oh, you're talking about Capadonna.
And I'm talking about Capadonna, I did it. Okay. But you know, anytime.
And Ghostface.
Anytime I get a Wu-Tang honorary, you know what you call it, I'm gonna send this to you right now, Mike. First, I'm gonna send it to your what you call it, to your text, and you look at it right there. You know what I'm saying? And then you can transfer it over. You know what I'm saying? I just want people to know that when I'm serious about this motherfucking honorary Wu-Tang shit, it's. I can hear you breathing, man.
All right, cool.
I get yo. Yeah, you got. As you all can hear, is Dante breathing on the fucking mic?
What up? What up?
Dante Nero in the building.
Good to be back.
You back? Oh yeah, you were gone. That's right. Man. You were gone last week. I said, was I gone last
no,
week?
No, it was me.
Oh, that's right. You went for a thing. You know what I mean? You went for one of them things. Yeah, man. You know, I always hate that shit, man. You know what I'm saying?
You're talking about death in the family, so.
Yeah. That's That is not a joke. That's not a game. It's going to happen to all of us, but that is not a game. But yeah, I'm serious about the Wu-Tang shit. I thought you were going to say something. Yeah. I'm serious about that. So, and yeah, man. And I noticed there's a thing. There's a photo that I took, but we're not going to show it right now. But there's a photo that I took when I was there. And when I show it, we're going to have somebody. You know, I think Vishnu's coming by to complain about it because I had to take it down because it was like a controversial photo that I took when I was in, you know, whatever you call it, when I was at the fucking Wu-Tang concert.
We'll get into it when he...
We'll get into when Vishnu comes, because Vishnu always wants to protect his culture. You know what I'm saying? He always wants to protect his culture. I'm going to send that to Mike, too. Got to send it to Mike. Send it to his...
Mike, if we can, to... Can you read off the Arizona Roe v. versus Wade or the reproductive rights thing? Just what they just passed the law. Actually, what happened was
did they pass a law?
Well, they reverted back to a law.
reverted back to a law.
From the 1860s.
Jesus, here we go.
That basically stated you could be prosecuted for getting an abortion.
So this is what I noticed that these motherfuckers are doing now. They're this is how they're doing it. They're going, okay, let's go back even further.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If they're going back into the 1800s, think about what they're probably digging in now. They're going to go maybe slave laws, Jim Crow.
Could be.
These motherfuckers. And then
Mike, you have that up? That
so,
thing?
So if they pass it,
it's already part of the law that exists already.
Could they do slavery too?
I don't see why they couldn't amend it.
Because if they're digging shit from the 1800s, we are in fucking trouble.
But this is what happens when you hear people talk about, and don't get me wrong, Black people are not in love with Joe Biden either.
Hell
but
no.
What you're talking about, somebody who literally is trying to change the course of it. Can you imagine?
You like Joe Biden for what reason?
I don't like him, but he's probably done more for this.
Has he?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Mike, if you can.
What has Joe Biden done for Black people compared to Obama and Clinton?
Nobody's going to go for Black people, but what I would say is he expanded health care. He expanded Obamacare.
Let's have a Mike read them. Because a lot of people say
What did Joe Biden accomplish? You know.
Yeah, in his years, what has he accomplished? Let's see. And then do Obama, we compare. I think we should compare.
Okay.
If Obama was just a was bullshit.
Well, yeah, but Obama passed the health care bill,
uh-huh.
Which is, health care affects Black people, people of color more than anybody else, poor Black people of color. So even though it gave health care to the country, It affected you. If you think about how many million people he saved by giving them health care that would have normally died because they had no health care.
Are you ready? Let us see.
And continues to.
Okay. All right. Okay, here we go. Joe Biden.
Historic economic recovery that created 2.6 million jobs for Black workers and achieved both the lowest Black unemployment rate on record and the lowest gap between Black and white unemployment on record. This is the Harris Biden.
This is like. Is it a record? Like it's never been done before? It's never been done before.
The wage gap, lowest jobs, lowest unemployment in the history of the country.
He said Black wealth is up by 60% relative to pre-pandemic, the largest increase on record.
Okay, Joe Biden, shit.
Cut in half the number of Black children living in poverty in 2021 through ARP's child tax credit expansion. The expansion provided breathing room to families of over 9 million Black children.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Began reversing decades of infrastructure disinvestment, including with $4 billion to reconnect communities that were previously cut off from economic opportunities by building needed transportation infrastructure in undeserved communities, including Black communities.
Oh, that's why they're going back.
The infrastructure.
That's why they're going back into the 1800s. Go ahead. they're like, what the fuck?
Oh, the list is long.
Keep going.
He achieved the fastest creation rate of Black-owned businesses in more than 30 years and more than doubled the share of Black business owners from 2019 to 2022.
That's the shit that is. Aren't they trying to take away the black business ownership?
Yes.
That one guy hates it.
They're making it, trying to make it available for everybody.
They want white people to take from black
minority business. Keep going, Mike.
Which is disgusting. How are they going to take? They're going to
change the law and say that it's unconstitutional because it's racist.
No, it's not racist.
Of course, it's not racist. But
reverse racism. Yeah, so they get that is so fucked up. For the small that they already have, we already have.
Well, they've done
it's like
this,
burning Tulsa down, you know.
But this is done. They've done this. Has happened in the history of this country from the beginning. It happened after Reconstruction in the 1868. It happened again after the Civil Rights Movement with Martin Luther King and Kennedy and the health care, the Social Security. And it's happened. It happened again after Ronald Reagan.
Wow.
And then it happened. It's happening again now. They push every time we push forward, they push back. Damn. There's always a backlash, or you should say a white lash.
Oh, wow, this is so fun. Go ahead, more. What Joe Biden? We're going for Joe, right? Sleepy Joe.
He set up the first ever national infrastructure to stop evictions, scaling up the ARP-funded emergency rental assistance program in over 400 communities across the country, helping 8 million rentals and their families stay in their homes. Over 40% of all renters helped are Black, and this supported several million. This support prevented several million evictions, with the largest effects seen in majority Black neighborhoods.
Jode, he's doing a lot of Black stuff.
He did a lot of stuff in general. And because,
wow,
to be honest, it's not like it's particularly just Black stuff.
Right.
But anything, because we are the poorest and the most disenfranchised, anything that's better for the people affects us exponentially, because there's always a way that they're trying to fuck us and take away. In the first
Wow. Anything else? What is Joe is killing it with Black people.
He approved more than $136 billion in student loan debt cancellation for 3.7 million Americans to help many students and families. So it just says that
it affects Black people, because we take out the loans more than anybody else.
Because we have to.
Because we don't have no generational wealth.
He improved health outcomes for Black families and communities. He increased Black enrollment in health care coverage through the Affordable Care Act by 49%, or around 400,000, from 2020 to 2022.
Damn.
Helping more Black families gain health insurance than ever before.
Wow.
And it's a Google. This is one Google.
Yo, I got to give it to Joe, man. Joe, so what did Trump do? I want to see what Trump did. What did Trump do under his administration? Let's see. We got to compare stats.
Remember he threw the paper towels into the crowd once?
In Puerto Rico. That was fucking hilarious, and it was
insulting. Forget he raped somebody. He was convicted of rape.
Well Joe Biden sniffs children's heads.
No So he was convicted of rape.
Which is fucked up.
He is convicted. Yeah. Not like, oh, this is creepy.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is he raped somebody.
Yeah.
They went to court and he was proven
that
to
he
be
raped.
A rapist.
Well,
because the statute of limitations
was over. Oh,
six years.
6 years.
So then she had a civil lawsuit. She won $5 million. Then he went and defamed her again. It was a defamation case.
And then she sued him for that.
And then she sued him for $83
million. God damn. Okay, nice job for that lady. Shit. Fuck, man.
And he said, Trump said the same thing that he went to court and lost $5 million for in the first place. Just went back out and said it again. Like, fuck it.
Shit. Go ahead. Let's see what Trump did. Here's Trump.
It says President Trump signed the historic First Step Act into law. So 90% of those who have had their sentences reduced in the First Step Act are Black Americans. The First Step Act shortens mandatory minimum sentence for nonviolent drug crimes. The law allows offenders sectioned under racially motivated mandatory minimums to petition for reevaluation.
Is that a good thing?
Yeah, but he didn't enact it. They put the bill. They pushed the bill up. He signed the bill. If you say he signed the bill, so he gets to
go ahead.
He launched the Ready to Work initiative, would help release prisoners gain meaningful employment.
Okay.
Black Americans are seeing unprecedented levels of economic success with record low unemployment rate, more job, and higher income.
Wait. Okay, now there's record low here.
That was before. That was because he's reading. This is from before.
Oh, so Biden beat that.
As of the end of his, this is 23. So
Biden beat that.
Biden beat all, every metric. He has beaten Trump by every metric.
What's the next one?
During his presidency, over 1.4 million more Black Americans have found a job between that and his election in February 2020.
Now, here's the bullshit with that. So when they have two ratings of jobs. So you say, what's a job?
Right.
How many hours would that have to be? How many would it be have full time and part time? So under Trump, they changed the rating from what something to AU instead of whatever the other rating is, which means all you need is 10 hours.
And it's considered employment. And it's
so the way it's apples and oranges. Oh,
so they're fucking with the numbers.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
It also gave he gave the biggest tax cut to the rich and blew the deficit up to trillion. How many? What's the deficit?
It's already in trillions. Go out. So the fact that he's searching to find good stuff about him. Okay, that says enough. Because you're searching. Because before with Biden, you were like bang 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 bang.
That's not all. He said Biden's list is longer than that.
So Biden is all right.
Biden's list was, I think, from the White House to share. Like it was like a whole big article about it.
Damn. So Biden is all right, But my thing is, it's hard for me to believe Biden, you know, that he's done all this, because He just, what his speeches are just hilarious.
Yeah, but with, I mean, comparatively to Trump.
No, but no, I'm saying just, you know, because Biden, I'm like, okay, is he going to be able to debate? He seems like he's just like.
I mean, the State of the Union, he was
really good at the State of the Union. He must have taken some ginkgo biloba or some shit because he was really good. He was like.
Play that Mike Eric Dyson clip. What's the
you know what I mean? I don't know about Biden because he just looks like he's not going to remember shit. That's all I'm afraid of.
Yeah,
because he's just slowing down.
But you're talking about he has a whole cabinet,
right? That'll help him out.
I mean, they say that
he has speech writers.
They said that Ronald Reagan was fucking senile by the time.
Yeah,
and Nancy was running the whole thing and the whole cabinet. So
okay, yeah, but I just go, okay, Biden, yeah, but he's like there, hey, we're making sure that America is.
You ever seen the Trump gaffe? Do you ever seen the Trump gaffe tapes?
Yeah, he's like saying crazy shit.
He's mistaking people.
Have you seen Trump? Trump is losing his mind too. He's getting dementia. Well, I don't know if Biden's getting dementia. But
he's slow.
It's the speech thing. It's the speech thing. Because he'll be like, I want to make sure we get this and that in the airplane.
He's got the old man voice.
Yeah, he'll be like.
But Trump is calling, we won World War III.
Yeah.
Nancy Pelosi ran to Hillary Clinton. He's just like bugging the fuck out.
When I run against Obama this November. Obama has called me many times, and I'm going to tell you, the fact that he's running for the first time, I'm going to stomp Obama into oblivion. Right? He's like literally saying totally wrong shit. Let's take a second to talk to you about our newest sponsor, a company everyone has been loving here around the office, the all-natural smoking wrap company, King Palm. A leader in the smoking industry with their tobacco-free palm blunt wraps, King Palm is proud that their wraps are the cleanest and most fresh in the industry. Their staple product is an empty leaf tube with a pre-installed filter tip. There's no need to lick it and roll it. All you got to do is pack it with the finest legal herbs of your choice. In addition to the leaf tubes, they also have a huge line of popular terpene-infused flavor palm rolls. The cool thing about the flavor palms is the capsule and the filter tip, so you can activate the flavor anytime during your smoke with a simple squeeze and pop. They offer rollable wraps, hemp cones, and all the essential smoking accessories you could ever need. Super smooth smoke, easy to use, and you can order them at kingpalm.com, your local smoke shop, and even at any 7-Eleven. King Palm was the pioneer of the natural leaf wrap, and now they're one of the best-selling brands in smoke shops across America. Check them out on socials and use our discount code Godfrey for 20% off at kingpalm.com. This is the perfect product to add to your smoking lineup. See the full lineup of products at kingpalm.com. And don't forget to use the promo code Godfrey. Take the natural path with King Palm.
Mike, did you bring up the...
Go ahead.
Eric Dyson.
Yeah, I have the Eric Dyson video.
Let's see.
Yeah, and I have 2 minutes into where the first...
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Better people should run because we think better people should run. But these are the people running. I happen to believe that there is not even a question for black people of who to choose. I mean, Joe Biden has been far above anything that president or ex-president Trump has provided. I saw him in the, what was it? The
Chick-fil-A
talking about jobs, bro. I mean, the unemployment rate of black America now is about 5.6. When Biden came into office, it was 9.3.
Woo!
He's talking about money and checks, and I see Sexy Red and other rappers talking about he gave us a check. First of all, please study your politics and your civics. That's the Congress that allotted that money, plus it's yo dough. And if you're going to count that way, then count what Biden did for relieving the burden of people paying back their student loans. And on and on and on. When we look at every metric, not only putting a black woman in the vice president's office, not only putting a black woman on the Supreme Court, but doing programs that lift all boats, that address African-American people specifically in some instances, but more broadly, issues that are concerning us, whether it's about discrimination in housing, whether it's about not only student loans, but every effort of education, kicking kids out of school early and on and on and on. It ain't no question for me. Donald Trump is a vortex of bigotry. He is the leader of the bigotocracy, the rule, reign, and tyranny of forces that are antithetical to our best interests, not only as black people, but as a nation. And when we look at every indication of where we are as a nation, this is a guy who's still standing by people who supported January 6th, the insurrectionists. He's trying to make them American patriots, but demonizing Black Lives Matter, demonizing people who protest for the right and the ability to live in this nation without the unjust encumbrances imposed on us by white supremacy. So I don't understand what black people see in Donald Trump. Swag? I mean, come on, it's borrowed swag at best.
Yeah, wow. Because Michael Eric Dyson, first of all, is one of the most knowledgeable, educated brother on the planet, period. Like, he always is ready for the smoke. He's like, you know what I mean? He's so phenomenal and been phenomenal. Even Michael Eric Dyson, I read his book about Cosby, and he was like, fuck Cosby. It basically, like, Cosby, you don't have a real PhD. You know, look up Michael Eric Dyson Cosby so we can show that. People read this book. He goes, oh, you were in the Navy, whatever. You didn't. You got a honorary doctorate. I got a real one. And, like, he literally is calling Cosby out in a book.
Oh, he was doing the pull your pants up shit.
I read this shit some years ago, and he leveled him. Yeah. Like, he was like, I know you ain't talking shit.
And Mike,
he talked about all of his stuff.
You got that other timestamp with Dyson?
I get the book first?
He talks about.
Yeah, I got it right here. You want to pull?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you got it. Okay.
Because he's got he talks about Candace.
Oh, okay. Oh, Candace. Oh.
You know, you had a wonderful interview here with Candace Owens. She ain't, you know, what's interesting to me, Candace Owens ain't apologized for what she said about George Floyd. She made an entire documentary, besmirching this man's attitude posthumously. No apology for that.
If that's how she feels, why should she apologize?
Well, first of all, because she should apologize because she's wrong, number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, she can feel that way. And that's your point about feeling. Let me connect these two. Black people, what we feel as opposed to what we do. Sometimes you don't feel like loving your partner. You don't feel like loving your wife or your husband or the person you're with. But you do it out of what? A sense of duty and obligation. Those are not bad words. So just because she felt that way, the facts show that's not true. The stuff she tried to make up has been empirically disproved. At the same time, here's a man lying on the ground begging for his life that millions of black people can identify with, and she's trying to turn it into some conspiracy of black, you know, refusal to be responsible. Yeah. You know, her and Jason Whitlock, these are people who are destructive for our community. Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you something, man. Did we address the Candace? Oh, you weren't here. We didn't get to talk about Candace, I don't think. Did we?
Yeah, we did.
We did, right?
We when Angela Yee was on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because I'm just like, he's so right. And it's like, you know, I mean, I can't even believe that the families of George Floyd and those other people didn't say something about that shit. Like, bitch, keep your mouth shut. You talking about my son, bitch. Fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
I mean,
but she got followers because of it.
Yeah, but I want some, like, yo, I will fuck you up on sight. Like, that type of shit. Because we see it in all those reality shows, black women fucking each other up on site, but it's never for anything
set up.
I know, but still, fuck that. It's like, she was so foul to say that when she did it during the pandemic. I was like, holy shit, you know. And then now you're back on, that shit like annoyed the fuck out of me. And then you bragging about your husband and shit, and it's just, and like I said, I'm not saying you can't interracially be with anybody, but when you say that kind of shit and you with someone from another race, it just looks fucked up. It just looks
to me. It looks par for the course. You already selling out.
Yeah,
you might as well sell out,
get a white husband, got my kids,
do it all.
Yeah,
talk about black people as if they're diseased and they have social diseases and then somehow they're inferior and their culture is inferior. But this is the thing. And then the minute you stand up for something that because she was at the Daily Wire, mm-hmm. and the minute she stood up for Palestine, which to be honest, the only reason why she stood up for Palestine is because she's anti-Semitic as well.
Right.
And then they got rid of her.
Shit. Man,
you say whatever you want to say until you say what we don't want you to say.
Yeah, it's true. Hey, show that book if you can find Michael Eric Dyson on Cosby book. Yo, why? I, Yo.
Yeah.
Is Bill Cosby right?
Or has the black middle class lost its mind?
Yo, you guys, if you guys always ask me, what kind of book can I read? Read that book.
Oh, wow.
He goes in on his ass. He goes, if you ever want to fucking come at me, he goes, you don't have a real PhD. I don't even think you finished fucking at Temple. And in the Navy, you weren't even there. He goes in like, and you know, Cosby, you go, not Bill Cosby, but Michael Eric Dyson with the real degrees.
Yeah.
That motherfucker said besmirched. He used the word besmirched. I was like,
obfuscate.
Obfuscate. It's obfuscate. He said, you besmirched him. I said, see, that's the type of words. And he uses them, he knows what he's talking about.
Oh, yeah.
But he said, besmirched. I said, shit, I don't use besmirched. I would have said
bigotocracy.
I would have said, like, besmirched. I would say, he messed up his name, dude. It was fucked up what he did.
This is the problem, too. We don't listen to dudes like that. Like, that's the intelligentsia. I understand I'm not on the same level as this dude, but we should be looking to the
him
intellects.
And the Roland Martin. Shout out to Roland Martin. Shout out to Michael Eric Dyson, the other brother from, I think it's Harvard, Claude. Oh, my God, he's so dope. Damn it. It's Professor Claude. I'm going to find Claude.
Hawkins? Is it Hawkins?
No, it's Claude.
I have a book.
He has glasses.
Yeah,
good looking dude.
Yeah.
Grayish hair.
Yeah.
He's always on like MSNBC. He's the shit.
There's some bad boys. But instead of us going to Chick-fil-A and not, we should have shut.
What?
Claude Steele?
Is it Claude Steele? No, it's
Professor of Psychology.
Is it Harvard or
Stanford?
Is it Claude? Is he black?
Carcio is an American, yeah.
Glasses.
Yeah, glasses, gray hair.
Can you show the picture? Show the picture. Claude Steele. Let's see. That dude is badass, man. Woo! No, that's another brother, though.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's Claude Steele. Thank you for that one. Hey, we'll pick that guy. Yo, his last name is Claude. Shit. And I just,
Does he have a book?
Oh, he might. My God, I can't even. Maybe it's
Claude Anderson, Dr. Claude. Someone in the chat said Dr. Claude Anderson.
Oh, you're talking about Powernomics. That's Claude Anderson.
Yeah, that's the other.
Well, we can show Claude Anderson. Powernomics, I love Claude Anderson. He's about 86, 87 now. And he talks about, Claude Anderson's shit. I got his book, Powernomics. Okay, I got the book. You guys try and get that book, Powernomics.
He's got a crazy Instagram following, like
He worked at the administration of one of the presidents. He worked for one of the presidents, and he talks about it. He was on the Breakfast Club, and there's a video of him talking about, let me tell you why something. And, you know, he talked like that. I said, I'm gonna tell you something. You ever see a Chinese man getting arrested for no reason? You ever see Chinese people getting shot in the street for no reason? Huh? Do you ever see Jewish people getting shot in the street for no reason? Like police brutality, none of that. Nope. Do you ever see Latinos get? And he was just he goes, why is it that black people get shot in the streets all the time? Why is it that we get shot and they get away with it? You know why? Because we don't have economic power. Because we don't pull our money together. We're still voting for these same old people. We have 43 million black people in here, and we can be going independent. We could have these politicians in our pocket if we would control our money. And we would put these politicians in our pocket. The police force wouldn't touch one black person if they knew it would affect the votes. But see, we all over the place. And he goes, that is the reason why we do not have economic. Yo, he fucking breaks it down.
Yeah.
Like Claude Anderson. That's another book.
Eddie Glaude?
Claude!
GLU.
Yes! Yes! Show him. Eddie Glaude. Oh my God.
Oh, yeah. He's a SEAL or something like that, right?
Navy SEAL?
He's a Navy SEAL. So he went to Iraq. He was the guy who was, he's a CNN contributor.
Is it CNN or MSNBC?
MSNBC. Yeah. But he left to go back and to fight in Ukraine.
That dude is the shit.
Yeah.
And I've seen him. I remember he was on one of these stations and talking about, we've forgiven you. We've forgiven you over and over. Black people have done this for you. We've entertained. And then the lady it was that one blonde lady. She's kind of a cunt.
Yeah.
And she was like, he goes, no, it's like, we've done this. We've been back. He's so dope. And they never interviewed. The politicians never talked to these guys.
No.
But then when Bernie Sanders was running, he's talking to Cardi B. And I'm not taking anything from Cardi, but they're talking to Cardi B. They're talking to rappers and shit, but won't talk to the people who have who know public policy and international politics and won't speak to none of them.
No.
Won't speak to Roland Martin. Won't speak to none of them, but we got Cardi B giving us her fucking opinion. And I'm like I said, I met Cardi B, the nicest, sweetest person, but I don't think that Cardi B and fucking politicians.
I don't think she thinks so either. The point is that we gravitate to fame over anything else.
Because there's votes too. They affect votes.
No, but I mean we gravitate to people who are famous.
No doubt. But I'm saying Cardi B, there's votes there. You're talking about
right. Just like Taylor Swift.
Of course, they're trying to be hip.
Yeah.
So let me talk to Cardi B. People go, oh, this guy talked to Cardi B. I'll vote for him. Some people will vote just because they were next to Cardi B, which is a smart move. I would do the same shit probably. I'll be like, hey, Carl. But I would like to talk. I would challenge myself with a Roland Martin, those guys. I would go, loud, let's go. But then that means, like you said about being righteous, that means you ain't shit.
Yeah.
Because if I was a righteous motherfucker, I'd be like, no, let's talk, man, because I want to tell you. It's just like when you told me to watch Old Girl Who Took Eric Adams and fucking mopped this dude.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Ole.
Did we talk about her?
Did we do the Eric Adams thing on Breakfast Club?
Because Eric Adams,
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah.
Ole eats Eric Adams. Because what happened was Candace went on Breakfast Club, and everybody was going at Charlamagne and them because they didn't push back on her bullshit.
Yes.
She said all kinds of shit. Then she did the words to Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
If that girl wasn't there.
Oh, yeah. He would have
walked them all
right
over.
And he says, Ole called him up. The story is, Ole called Charlamagne and yo, you can't have this bitch on and not push back, basically. Yeah. Talking about Candace Owens.
Right.
So she got the call for Eric Adams, and she is a well-known
attorney.
Nigerian. But proponent against
Eric Adams.
Against Eric Adams. And so Eric said he was showing, she didn't think he was going to show up. And so Charlamagne was like, I'm not heavy enough to question you. Let me bring somebody who is, which is what we should always do.
Yeah.
And this is her. She's in the New Yorker now.
Yeah, she blew the fuck
she's
up.
I have the full interview here. Is there a certain
part? It doesn't matter.
Did they chop it up?
Go in the middle. No matter where she's at, she's smoking.
Go in the middle.
They have like the most played moments. You want me to just go to that?
Yes.
And it looks like there's one spike, so this is probably.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Watch this.
They've been calling for investment in NYCHA. We put NYCHA as our top program. When I was doing COVID, I was knocking on doors, handing out masks to NYCHA residents because the city refused to do so. And people were saying, why are you giving masks to those people? When I was knocking on the doors, I would ask the residents, how your children doing in school? They said, Eric, we don't even have high-speed broadband. I said, when I get elected, we're going to change that. Now NYCHA residents all have free high-speed broadband so their children can have access like other children. We are doing the NYCHA Land Trust. No one was able to do
it. That's not it. You got to go to where he talks about criminal justice. Do they have anything about criminal justice in Rikers Island?
Where's she? I want her to interrupt this motherfucker. Damn. Yo, I'm going to tell you. I was there in the projects. I was there. I took a broom, and I sweeped up the whole projects. That's what I did. I remember that because I grew up in that. I remember that. And guess what?
What?
They're dirty. Their windows were dirty. Guess what I did?
Cleaned
them. I took a washcloth. I washed all the windows, and I said, guess what? When I become mayor, I'm going to call window washers to wash a window. Guess what else I did?
What?
Oh, nobody wanted to give them water. Guess what I did? I took a wrench, and I went under all the sinks. That's what I did. Under sinks, and I started to fix the pipes, and now they got water. I said, when I become mayor, guess what?
What?
Your sink gonna have water.
That's good.
So I don't know what you talking about. They weren't drinking none. Guess what? They didn't have cups to drink on. They was drinking with their hands.
What'd you do?
Guess what? I bought them cups. And I said, when I become mayor, you're gonna get a bunch of cups.
And you did it.
I did.
Yo, show the highlights of old lady.
Yeah, I have
that was pretty good, right?
Where I think she's going back.
Off the top. You go, watch.
Here we go.
Yeah. We got it. We got it. Oh, let me. Can I
peel? You can peel it back.
So we got it that the numbers are down. We got it that we're back on the subway system post COVID. But when we see, this is what the public is saying. When we see the visible presence of a uniform officer, we feel safer. Now, you may say, Eric, I don't want to see a visible presence of a uniform officer. And that's cool. But that's not what the overwhelming number of New Yorkers are saying.
And I'm saying to you, the New York City comptroller, Brad Lander, recently put out a report finding that 50% of the city is disappointed and does not feel safe based on your rhetoric about the subways and your over-police presence.
Okay, but sister, first of all, that's not what this says based on Eric's rhetoric. That's not, you keep using.
No.
Did they say based on Eric's rhetoric?
Do you want to talk about based on your specific?
No, sister, I'm going back to what you said because you're an attorney. You deal with facts. Did they say based
yes,
on Eric Redding?
They have. The city is, they have multiple reports. The New York Times, the Gothamist, the city comptroller, and the federal monitor who reports, who's tasked with making sure that NYPD and Rikers are in compliance with the law, have both submitted reports saying that since you became mayor, there's been a return of stop and frisk, that there have been over 15,000 stops, 97% of whom have been on Black and Hispanic people. A fourth of those stops and searches have been unconstitutional, and they've yielded very few results.
Now let's peel it back. Eric Adams, 100 Blacks in Law Enforcement, testified in federal court that the federal court judge stated, based on Eric's testimony, we are going to rule against the police department. We were dealing with a million stops a year when I was with 100 Blacks in Law Enforcement. My advocacy is what turned it around from that million stops a year. Look at the numbers right now.
I am looking at the numbers.
My advocacy showing how to do policing correctly. Because it's not that you want to eradicate proper police practices. You must make sure they do them right. And that is what I have been able to accomplish in this city. Taking over 13,000 guns off the streets of the city of New York, who the victims are Black and brown people. When I go to community meetings and talk to community residents, they don't tell me, Eric, we don't want more police. Well, they say, Eric, we want our police doing their jobs correctly. And that is what I'm doing.
The federal monitor, who is tasked with ensuring that NYPD is following the law, conducted an analysis that happened 8 years ago, but they're still here monitoring what you're doing. And they said that you have brought back stop and frisk policies that are worse than they saw even during the Bloomberg era. But more importantly, they analyzed the neighborhood safe.
Show me that.
I could show you the report is available, and I know it's been available to you because your spokesperson has commented on it. They did an analysis of over 10 precincts.
You can't keep putting out
10
stuff
different
that's
precincts.
Not factual.
It is factual. There's a federal monitor reporting to Judge T. Swain on it. And
said what? Let me finish
so you can peel it back.
Receipts.
They conducted an analysis of 10 different precincts and of the stops of 10 different precincts, they found that 97% of them, by the way, of the neighborhood safety teams that were disbanded in 2020 because of their disproportionate abuse against Black and Hispanic people that you revived, they analyzed 10 of those different neighborhood safety teams and found that they're conducting 97% of their stops on Black and brown people, and a quarter of them are unconstitutional. That's what the federal monitor said, not me.
And at the same time,
Stop right there. Let's peel it back. No, I said stop and frisk. Okay, right. Okay, there used to be a lot of stop and frisk, right?
Guess what?
I did? What? I only got stopped, no frisk.
No frisk.
What you talking about? Or stop and frisk. No, sister, stop. Stop. I'll peel this back. Hold on, queen. Listen, hold on, Miss Queen. Yo. Okay. Now, I remember, there was a lot of police down in the subway, right?
Yeah, I remember that.
I used to have about 10,000 people, cops in the subway. Guess what I got now?
What?
Two of them.
Two.
That's it.
Only two
cops per station. That's it. That's what I do. So you need to get your fat. Let's peel it back. Peel it more back.
Hold up.
Peel it back again. Wait a minute. Now we're running out of peel now. See? You got to start taking facts. You understand? Guess what? The trains are running good.
Right.
You know what I mean? Guess what they didn't have before?
What?
They didn't have wheels on the track.
Wheels.
Guess what I put on there?
You got them wheels.
I put wheels on the track. Guess what? Now they move now. So if you get robbed, you get on the train moves. Before it wasn't moving. Get your facts straight.
Peel it back.
I'm going to peel it back more. See, that's the thing. People see, they say, Godfrey always do a joke and he don't stop. I go, yeah, because I don't give a fuck. I'm the mayor, okay? I came from the streets. I used to sell drugs. Guess what?
What?
Guess what?
Still do.
More drugs out there. Because guess what? More drug dealers, and that's more jobs for cops. Nobody's doing that, and nobody's doing that. I am Gandhi. Do you know that? I'm Gandhi. I act like Gandhi. I am Gandhi. Did you ever see him do that shit?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you ever see that speech where he goes, I am Gandhi? Mm-hmm. I'm like, should we assassinate you? What the fuck are you talking about? I am Gandhi.
Do you sleep with kids?
Do you sleep with children? Are you going to walk around in a robe with your dick out? What the fuck are you talking about, Eric Adams? And Eric Adams, and listen, and my thing is, a black mayor, I'm like, good. Yeah. I'm like, dope. I think he's, you know. But, man, she hot, well, too. She's fine, too.
Let me tell you something.
She's a hottie.
All skin folk ain't kin folk.
Nope.
And so.
And he's a former cop. But, that does but say a lot.
But that's the problem.
That's
the problem is a lot of the police officers, they back the blue before they black the brown. Yeah. So black the brown. Back the brown.
No, you fucked up.
But black the Black to brown. All right.
Again. Back to blue.
Back to blue.
And then back to brown.
Back to brown.
I was just being a dick. Go ahead.
All right, cool. It's a situation where he's a cop first.
Yeah, first. Yeah.
So his thinking is cop first. I got a bunch of frat brothers who are cops and stuff. He's going by the code of the cops. So stop and frisk is unconstitutional. But listen, I'm taught that these are the people. I get to police these people. I am the superior one. I get the power. If you want to check out Ole's video on Everybody Hates the Mayor. Everybody Hates the Mayor. It's her on her channel.
Uh-huh.
She does a hour of all this fucked up shit. They're talking about the people dying in Rikers Island.
Yeah.
Seven people found dying in Rikers Island. And he said, there was a cop killed in New York. And he was like, I went to his house and I went to the.
That's what he said. He'd be like, yo, you talking about people, Rikers Island's dying, right? Guess what I did?
What?
I went to his house, right? Went to his house and I said, man, you ain't gonna die no more. Not under my watch when I get elected.
When I'm the mayor.
Yeah, when I'm the mayor, there's going to be nobody dying in the jails anymore. Now, how many people died this time?
Seven.
Seven? Okay, this time was five. But this time, yo, come on. Get
31.
Come on, queen. Get your facts together. Get your facts together.
So she knows his, like, she was in his ass. She knows the bill, who passed the law, who this, who did the monitor. He wasn't ready for that.
Let's take a quick break to talk about one of our favorite sponsors here at the In Godfrey We Trust podcast, YoKratom.com. YoKratom is a longtime supporter of the Gas Digital Network for years now and are returning as the marquee sponsors for the Skankfest Comedy Festival. And there's a good reason why they're so popular. Now, if you're already part of the Kratom crowd, you know it can be a bit of a challenge to find a reliable, affordable source. That's where Yo Kratom comes in. These folks offer a kilo of Kratom for just $60. Yeah, you heard that right. A whole kilo for $60. That's kind of unheard of. And if you're buying Kratom, I'm telling you, you won't find it at a better price anywhere. They've got all the flavors of Kratom you could be interested in. Whether you're looking to explore something new or stick with your favorite strain, they've got you covered. Just know that they're committed to providing a wide selection for whatever your preferences may be. When a company sticks by us, supports what we do, and offers our listener an incredible deal like this, we think they deserve a shout out. Whether you're a seasoned Kratom enthusiast or just Kratom curious, head over to YoKratom.com and check out what they've got. Remember, a kilo for just $60. It's a deal that's hard to beat. Let's get back to the show.
Yeah, it's like if I saw Eric Adams, I'd be like, yo, what up? I ain't going to be like, get the fuck out of my face.
I would go.
Get the fuck out of my face?
Fuck out of here.
Yep. I would just be like, what's up?
Because the dude,
you would say, get the fuck out of my face.
Get the fuck out of my face, yeah.
Word.
Yeah.
Shit. I heard that shit.
Because it,
what if he was at your show and say, man, yo, he was real funny, man. Oh, my God.
Here.
Word. Damn.
I'm not.
Wow.
I don't know why we give.
What if he called you for advice? Like, he was like, yo, my girl, he's like, my girl, yo, I love your show.
Is this the mayor?
This the mayor. Hey, listen. I tried to get my girl to love me, man. She don't love me no more, but I heard about you. So
never do that.
Well, no, what if he called you? What if he needed help?
And he paid
double.
I do the consult. I do the consult.
All right.
But I'm not. But I'm also gonna be like, yo, we gonna keep it about that.
Okay.
I'm not like.
That's what I mean. I'm saying if you say what's up to him, we ain't talking politics with.
Yeah, but I'm not saying what's up. What's up means is an acceptance of the fact that if you're arresting black people and black people are dying in prison, I'm not going what's up.
I'm saying, what if he bumps into you and say, what's up, Dante, big fan?
I don't say nothing. I don't respond. Or I'd be like, I'm not your fan.
Oh, wow. All right.
Not a fan.
Hell yes.
Like, why? I mean, Keith, you got to go 10 toes down.
No, right. No,
and I get it, how people would be like, oh, well, it's in the. Yeah, but what you're doing is you're actively hurting black people.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
If you're actively hurting black people and you're denying it, it's not an accident, it's not a result of something else. It's just like Candace Owens. I'm not.
Yeah, and it's so funny how. This is why I want to tell you all, you guys, you know, a lot of times you'll say, oh, Godfrey, all you talk about is white people. Yes, it's true. Listen.
But we talk about black people.
We talk about black people all the fucking time that ain't shit. We talk about black folks that ain't shit. I said it on Club Shay Shay. Black comedians that don't help each other. We're the worst at it. I said it. I didn't say names, specific names, but I said, you know how many black motherfuckers hate on me? On me for real, like literally go out their way to stop me from shit. Facts that look like us.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like we talk about everybody that ain't shit. That's how we do it. You know what I mean?
But I think the difference is, so for instance, I think you put yourself in a position where people want to hear what you have to say. They care about what you think. Yeah. They look to you to the guidance. And where when that happens, you don't have a choice. Now you have to be. This is the thing I said to Corey. I said to Corey when we spoke to Corey. Mm-hmm. When I spoke to Corey, I said, the streets fucking love you, dog. Yeah. Anything that happens, they go to the streets, go, what does Corey Holcomb have to say about this?
Yeah.
So you got to be on point. You can't be reckless like, oh, this nigga's gay, that, and he's, you know, like whatever. You can't do that because they trust you.
Yeah.
And the same thing happens with you. That's
Well, let's talk about that. All right.
So
let's talk about that right now.
Vishnu didn't get here, but.
Okay. Wait. We'll bring it up and then talk about Vishnu's stupid part. Listen. So I'm at the GZA concert, right?
Right.
And I'm walking to the gym, and Adam Hunter calls me and says, yo.
Good comic friend.
For a long time. Adam Hunter goes, yo, you can see him on Gutfeld. He does Gutfeld with Carrie. I'm just talking about he does.
Yeah, I know, but Gutfeld's a fucking another dude that actively hating black folks.
Yeah. So I go, he goes, hey, man, because he's a Jewish kid, you know. And Adam's just trying to be on. He doesn't go for all that other shit. So Adam goes, yo, I got us on the list to go see GZA at the Sony Hall. I said, GZA from the Wu-Tang. Fuck yeah. And I went right back home, changed my shit, went there.
You had got off the phone with me. He was on your way to the gym and didn't go to the gym because he hit you.
Yeah, GZA.
Like, I'm out.
We're on the, and Russell Peters was DJing. I said, cool. And then he was like, yo, we're on the list. I said, boom, we get in. He goes, yo, Vivek Ramaswamy is coming. Is it Ramaswamy?
Ramaswamy. Yeah.
Or okay.
It's Ramaswamy.
Yeah, Ramaswamy is coming. And I was like, what? Like, yeah, he's coming. I know him. He called me. He's like, he's a fan of the Wu-Tang, and he's coming. And then he, you know, we went up to the door and shit. He was waiting on him. He got him in. He's in that bitch.
You got him.
I got him in.
So this was the thing. They had the tickets.
Because for Adam.
You knew when you got there, you knew
everything. All the bouncers were like, I say, hey, man, this is my man's man. Could you let him in? Boom.
So
they let him in.
Adam said, this guy's coming. I don't have a ticket.
Right.
Can you get him in? And Godfrey being the dude he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll get him in.
That's your man. Bomb. Then he comes. And I'm not going to lie. Vivek said this to me. Man, Godfrey, I'm a fan of your comedy. I really love your comedy. I really love your comedy, man. I really, you know, I took some classes, but I took about 10 classes in comedy, and I really, really enjoy your comedy, man. I'm a big fan of your comedy. You ever been to Columbus, Ohio? He's like, listen, I really need you to do my podcast. Really, and he really means it. He goes, I really need you to do my podcast. You know, this country really needs comedians. Comedians are very important to this country. And I'm going to tell you, it's very important to this country, and I really love comedy, and I'm a big fan of the Wu-Tang Clan, and I love this. This is really great. And then I asked him, I said, so are you staying, how long are you staying in this party? He goes, I gotta get out of here. I have to fly out back to Ohio in a couple hours, so I gotta leave. I'm just here for about 15 minutes. And there's the picture I took. Okay, right. Everybody, that's the picture I took with him, right? And I said, this is gonna be funny. Yeah. I said, this will be funny, this ridiculous picture. He's like, what the fuck are you and him
doing with Rick?
Yeah. It's at a Wu-Tang concert.
Plus, we trashed him.
Yeah, I
was gonna say, he says he's a big fan of your comedy. Not too big, because then he would have heard some of the stuff.
Yeah, I trashed the shit out of him.
Yeah.
He was the reason why Don Lemon got fired.
Yeah.
When they were
the first clip we put up of
the ridiculous argument about what he said about Second Amendment and blacks and slaves and all this other shit. And Don was like, who the fuck are you talking to like that? You don't know shit about my people. And he was right. Don was right and got fired for that shit. And I dogged his ass. And I'm like, and then I said, let me take this picture because it's so surreal.
Right.
Wu-Tang, Vivek, what?
Yeah.
Bong. And then I said, let me, as a joke, put it on my Instagram.
Right.
It's going to get hits. And I did it for hits, of course. And then Dante's like, and then there were people like laughing. And there were people going, yo, man, what the fuck, yo?
Right.
What is that, man? And I said, this is a fucked up picture. And I can't wait to hear the comments. And then Dante called me. And what did you say?
I said,
I
said, we
bullshit. That's straight bullshit.
Go ahead.
I said, we friends, right? You said, what did I do? And I go, this picture with Vivek is, it's like this dude actively goes out of his way to hurt black people.
Yeah.
He literally, first of all, he's worth like $900
million. $960 million.
Okay.
Over.
If pharmaceutical companies.
I have a GoFundMe.
Never.
I have a GoFundMe. Throw me a million, brother.
Never put a drug out.
Right.
Like they do this thing called pump and dump. When they pump up a particular drug, then the stocks go up because they say, oh, this drug is going to be, going to make a lot of money. And then he sold the company and sold the drug and the company, and they never, and that's
the drug was never around.
Never came out, never did anything. And they knew that the trials were fucked up before. They knew they had faked the trials of how effective the efficacy of the drug. And that's how he made.
And so you told me.
But then he took a affirmative action scholarship.
Yep.
When he was making $850,000 a year, took a scholarship from somebody, and then part of his policy was to overturn affirmative action after he got his degree. And he was making $800,000, $850,000 a year. They got him on Medihassan, is the one that had the debate with him and showed what his income was.
Oh, yeah, the dude that got fired from his show.
Then he said, there is no race. All these racist people, I've never met one. And he said that there's no such thing as white supremacy.
Which was him and Nikki Haley, them dumb.
And fucking. Then he said that this is a victim mentality. Then he wants to take citizenship from people who are already naturally born citizens. He wanted you got to study and pass a test to get. So this guy is actively trying to get us back to a point where it's slavery. Like he lied about things. He's a liar and he actively.
Yeah.
So you, as a comedic thing.
Yes.
You go. This is the juxtaposition of this.
Yeah, it's dumb.
But what we were just talking about is people. So Corey got the streets, but you got everything halfway in the street above, and people look to hear what you have to say and what you say matters.
Yeah.
And your the pitches you take. Me, if Adam has said, yo, can you get him? I'm like, nah, I'm not getting that motherfucker in. That motherfucker actively is racist.
Right, right, right.
And he's done racist things in the interim. Let him get in on his own. When he get on his own, I'm a big, big fan of yours. I'm not a fan of you. Fuck out of here.
Boom. Hey, oh, shit, I had something I was going
to
say.
Imagine if they had did that to Trump in the Chick-fil-A.
What do you mean? Like,
if you know, because
they set that, yeah, that but there Chick-fil-A were thing up.
There were regular people there who were asking him, what are you going to do about student loan? Which he lied about it. But they should have said, yo, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, but how, you know, they most that celebrity shit, man.
Yeah, right, right. But
and they were laughing in line. They were like, and he was like, are we making money? Yeah, that's right. You know, and they, oh,
it's fucked up.
Something about
celebrity,
man. It's like, shit, it would have been cool if they would have walked out like, oh, we ain't break. Fuck that. You know what I mean? Hit them with a burger or some shit. But, you know, I was gonna just say something. I just forgot. God damn it. Yeah, but
they set that up though.
Yeah, they set it up. I took it down. I took the picture down.
Right.
You know what I mean? The picture. Hey, whoa, that's what I was gonna say. Super chat. What's going on in the chat room, man? What's going on in the chat room?
Got a couple of subjects. Give me 1 second. Let me pull them up for you.
You know, are they commenting? What are they doing on there, man?
I think people were offended because they looked to you for guidance, and I think you were just being funny about it.
I was being mad funny about it.
Like, this is weird. Because you called me up and you said, yo, guess who came to the Wu-Tang? I was like, who? And he was like, Vivek? I was like, you bugging. Let me send you the picture. You sent me the picture. But I didn't know you were going to put it up.
I just put it up.
Yeah.
And I said, this is a fucked up picture. Yeah. But I, you know, in comedy, you push the envelope, and if there's a consensus going, nah, you go, all right, fuck it. But you know, that's what we do with comics. Yeah, yeah. That's what we do. You know what I'm saying?
You have to know it.
Because I would take a picture with Trump, because I imitate him.
Yeah.
Because I imitate him. I fucking imitate him. So I'd be like, yeah, I'm gonna take a picture with him.
Yeah.
You know, goofy. What are they saying? What's going on? Super chats.
You have Robert Huertas says, hey, Godfrey, can you do Trump liking Tupac's music? I wish you continuing success.
Thank you. That's a super chat?
That was a super chat, $20 super chat.
All right.
Robert Huertas.
I love Tupac. Very good. Keep your head up. That's one of my favorite Machiavelli.
Did you see this new video of Tupac going around?
What's that?
That people are sharing of him when he was 17?
The mugshot?
No. It's him at 17, like, just being a theater kid, and he's flamboyant. Have you seen
Oh, yeah. Oh, you want to show it?
Yeah, I could find it. Let me go through the other super chats.
They got that from the documentary.
The
documentary.
You just got more super chats.
All right, Brian C. says, peace and blessings for your special.
Yes! Thank you, Brian C. He's always sending me my Brian C., yeah.
And No Biggie J. Tiggy says, asked before, but maybe live event at the Stand for 500K subs?
Hey, where are we at now as far as subs?
Oh, when it comes to subs on YouTube.
Yes.
We are at.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
472,000 subscribers.
All right. It's moving.
Let's do a live.
500,000 subscribers. 500,000. We'll do a live. Shit. We'll do a live. You know what I mean?
The big room.
Yes. The big one. Yes. What else we got? Is that it?
Yeah, that was the last one.
Okay. But is there chats in there?
Yeah, the chat's on fire. Everyone's...
That's what's up, motherfucker. That's what's up. Yeah, and I wanted to... I guess we should show that... what is it? The Hannity Panica over abortion?
Hannity
Snap?
The first thing you got to talk about... Yeah, he lost... So what's happened... This is just politics shit. But what happened is they overturned Roe versus Wade, and now the Republicans are finding out that they're losing votes and they're actually losing elections because of it.
Yeah.
And then they went back to this in Arizona because they sent it back. Supreme Court sent it back to the states.
Yep.
So the states are deciding when the abortions are there. And ultimately what they want to do is outlaw abortion altogether. But what they're saying is, Ben, there's a thing with Ben Shapiro where he's saying, if we say what we really want to do, right, the people are going to turn against us and they're not going to vote for us. So what we do is we pull back and then we gradually, you know, like boil a frog slowly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And what they're do what they're gonna do is change it. So they're saying 6 weeks, but they're also going after the drug, the abortion drug.
Yes.
And then the next thing they'll be going again, they're going after the Plan B. And there's no exceptions for rape or incest. And no exceptions, even if the mother's life is at danger, there's no exceptions.
That's just savage bullshit. That was just dumb. I'm glad the women, those Republican women, woke the fuck up. It's like they can just rape you, impregnate you, and you got to keep that shit. That's disgusting.
But there's a lot of Republican women that are still supporting Trump.
It's like, what the fuck is wrong with these people, man? It's like, yeah, that's that. And I really believe, too, also, it's a population thing. White people want to be more. They want to.
Oh, yeah, they worry definitely.
It's all about, like, the minority babies. There's too many. There's too many brown people. Yeah. This shit is turning back to its normal color.
Yeah.
And so it's like, oh, shit, we need you all to have more babies and shit. I don't give a fuck if it's a rape case or whatever.
Just
what
another,
the hell?
Another white baby.
So Hannity, is there a video of Hannity going off?
Yeah, he's basically what he's panicking about.
Oh, it's not hyper.
It's
shit?
No.
Oh, okay, I thought he was snapping.
Nah, but he's basically saying that. So you know how they were all overturn Roe v. versus. It's 50 years they've been trying to overturn Roe v. versus Wade. Now they're all backing off of it because the people don't want that.
That's good.
Electorate
it shouldn't
want
be
that.
That way. That shit is stupid as fuck.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Yo, I'm stupid as fuck. Bill Maher, Bill Maher on O.J. Simpson. I think that was it was kind of funny. It made sense. Bill Maher. Bill Maher on O.J. Simpson. Yeah, he's a swarmy
fucking clay face.
Now hear this. Let's see what Bill Maher says about O.J. We got to back that up.
I think what it was, I think black folks knew very well he did it. And I don't blame them one bit for cheering him on.
Hmm.
I mean, when you're on the wrong end of the justice system for as long as they had been, when they finally got one, even though he was not exactly the best recipient of that. Hmm. I mean, of course it was. I mean, when we saw that split screen of white people going, oh, my God, oh, my God. Justice has not been done, and black people screaming in joy. Totally understand.
Yeah,
you can't have two different complete histories in America and then expect people to have the same reaction to something like that.
Broken clock.
And to be, I just felt as, yes, it was a miscarriage of justice, but for white people to be that upset about the one time a black guy gets off, I thought that was the gross part of it.
He was right.
Sure.
Yeah.
People were so frustrated.
They were so angry.
And it was something that somebody said to me that was interesting is that was the same year as the Rodney King thing.
And Rodney got fucking nothing.
Nothing.
And they got off.
And they all got off.
On camera.
Yeah.
I mean, OJ, we don't know if he did it or not.
This was Rodney King, the riots. And then OJ came up right back after that. So there was a climate of injustice that black people were feeling in the first place because of the Rodney King thing. We watched a film of 13 cops beat the shit out of them.
Beating the fuck out of them.
And then they all got off.
They said they all got off. And if you guys haven't seen it, it's called Made in America, the documentary of OJ Simpson. I've seen it 3 times. That's how fucking good it is. It won an Oscar.
Really?
I was like, when I saw Made in America, which came out like 5-6 years ago, when I watched it, I was like, this is going to win an Oscar. It's so damn good. They have Mark Furman. He bring him back.
Oh, yeah.
They have some of the jurors.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one lady they asked who was one of the jurors, black woman. She was like, so you were one of the people that voted not guilty. She was like, yep, I did. She goes, do you feel like you were right in your decision? She goes, yeah, I did, because, you know, it's about time we win. She was like, no, she was like, whatever. Mm-hmm. She was like, black people, we die all the time in the hands of white folks, and you get off. She was like, not guilty. And
Judge,
so
Judge Brown, did you see the?
No, I haven't seen the Judge Brown one, but it was like, I celebrated that. Actually, yeah. when OJ got off, the world fucking stopped.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Literally,
yeah.
Everybody was waiting. And it was like, I kind of was like, yeah, fuck yeah, finally. You know what I'm saying?
And it wasn't about OJ, it was about a black
slavery, Tulsa, Black Wall Street, Reconstruction, you know, Jim Crow, raping a black when we got one win.
Yeah.
And Johnny Cochran has never lost a case ever.
Yeah.
He never did.
And mysteriously died.
Disappeared when he was going to take on the U.S. and reparations. All of a sudden, Johnny Cochran is gone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, can you bring up Judge Joe Brown on OJ?
Judge Joe Brown.
It's maybe a TikTok or something like that.
Judge Joe Brown.
And then you got to bring up the camera.
Judge Joe Brown.
Yeah, he lets him have
it. I love Judge Joe Brown. Uh-oh. Yeah. He was the residing judge over the James Earl Ray case. Over Martin Luther King. He was the judge in the 70s over James Earl Ray. Yeah. All right, here we go.
Away with murder.
No, I looked at all the evidence they had and talked to the experts. They never should have brought the charge against him. And four of the chief detectives that were involved in that OJ case wound up doing time in California for planting evidence. And as a matter of fact, if you saw the entire trial, there are several instances where evidence was planted and it's recorded on tape. The main reason the American public thinks he got away with something is because there was a sleaze known as Nancy Grace, who's still around, and that was her first reporting thing. And she hyped that and put a lot of falsity out there, and the American public believed it because that was the only person they were here.
True.
I saw the entirety of the evidence. Nicole and Rod Goldman got their throats slit from ear to ear, their tongues pulled out of the slit with a pair of pliers. The fatal injury was a stab by a left-handed person. OJ was right-handed.
What?
It went in.
Shut up.
And it did that damage. There were no peripheral strikes. The footprints and the blood showed that somebody with a size 9 shoe, 9.5 shoe, and somebody with a size 9 and somebody with a 10.5 were there on the scene and did it. One of my late brothers actually was the expert the state was going to call until he refuted it. The glove man I know personally, the name is Richard Zuckerwar. He took a tracing of everybody's hand. It was a size large glove that fit Furman. And OJ had a 2XL, which was way too big. Johnny Cochran knew that. So if it does not fit, you must acquit. And you can see Furman actually plant the bloody socks on a video that the jury saw that Nancy Grace refused to talk about. The DNA evidence that condemned them, she said, if you saw what went on, and I recorded all of it and looked at it, the expert said, this doesn't exclude 96,000 people in the LA area, and the person that donated this is from the Northeast Mediterranean. Or amazing. From Sicily.
I got him. That's okay, amazing all right. Information.
There it is. Yeah, well, Judge Joe Brown knows his shit, man. It's like he explained the whole thing about the Dr. King assassination. He said he was not assassinated. He was not assassinated by James Earl Ray because the bullet in the gun did not match the bullet. The bullet in the gun was a different bullet. That was a different caliber of bullet because I own guns and I know it was a 3-man hit squad. And I know they shot him from here, these different angles. They try to make it look like it was James Earl Ray. James Earl Ray wasn't even there at the time. I know this because I was the presiding judge over the James Earl Ray case.
So I know because that bullet did not match the gun. Mm. It matched a different gun, which was a this, that. And that's how I talk about it. And I'm going to let you know OJ didn't do it because it was impossible for him to do it. Yo, that's yeah, fucking.
No joke.
Yo, hey, anyway, hey. Oh, did I show you guys something? Let me show you guys something real quick. You're going to like this. See if you guys can guess this. Ready? All right. I'm about to bring this prop up. I thought I had this, and I had this for a long time.
Straighten it out.
Really? Can you guys see this?
Yeah, there you can see it.
Can you see it?
No, you can see it.
Can you see it? Can you see that? What? Can you guess what that is, guys? Guess what that is in the chat.
It says cloth. It looks like a towel with Terry Crews' head on it.
Yes. What would this be?
Natalie says she gets
it.
What is it?
It's a terry cloth.
Yeah. Hey, guys, I think we should stop all the violence. It makes no sense. I'm trying to tell you, I think that it's real bad when people start to fight and stuff like that because there's black supremacy and there's white supremacy. I just think that we need to be more peaceful with you people. I mean, you know, I love hosting America's Got Talent. I really do. I really feel good about that. So, hey, guys, just get one of my terry cloths. This will bring everybody together. Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah.
Plug music. I'm sorry.
We can go on a break now. You know what I'm saying? We go on a little break real quick. You know what I'm saying? Go on a little break. That was a quick hour, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That was a quick hour. That was cool. You sleepy?
No, not at all.
You good? You took a nap and shit?
I'm high.
Oh, you're high. That is it. Drugs.
His brain's moving faster than ever. The bodies.
Yeah, yeah. It's like body's boom, nice boom, boom. Easy. Yeah, hey, we're going to take a little break. Where can they find you there, Dante?
DanteNero.com. Click on consult. All of my stuff is there. The podcast is Man School 202. The Patreon is the same, Patreon/Man School 202. Consultations, DanteNero.com. Click on consult. Peace.
Yo, yo, yo. My newest Instagram is Godfrey Comic. COMIC. You know, they're still trying to find my old Instagram. Hopefully I'll get that back. Jesus. But this is my new one, Godfrey Comic. Make sure you guys are subscribing. Very important. I got my GoFundMe. You can find my GoFundMe in the Godfrey Podcast IG. The link is in the bio. Also on the Godfrey Podcast YouTube, the link is in the description and my web.
Right up top of every description.
Every description and the website. Website, GodfreyLive.com. You can find the GoFundMe also. Make sure you guys leave your email addresses.
Can we shout out the top donors for the...
Yes.
There's someone, William Adams. Do you know who that is?
Will I Am.
Okay, yeah. He donated $20,000 to your GoFundMe.
Shout out to Will I Am from...
Thanks, William Adams.
From the Black IP sent me 20 grand.
Dope.
And I did his podcast with his AI and shit. He has an AI robot thing. And he just said, hey, you're doing a GoFundMe? Because he asked me what I was up to. And he just said, yeah, I sent you something. And I was like, holy shit. Shout out to Will I Am. Yeah. I appreciate that. And so you know this shit is real then. I'm not fucking around. I'm telling you the truth. I'm raising money to shoot a special because
you need to.
Because they're not approaching me. You know, there's a lot of other comics that are approaching. I said, why not? And half of you guys gave me the idea to do a GoFundMe. He set it up. Dante set it up. And we're at like, plus my Cash App is Godfrey Comedian. I'm at 40-something thousand dollars. This is great, man. Yeah. And I'm raising money till...
And you can be a part of something
he's
doing.
So I'm doing this to the end of December, and I'm going to keep... you guys keep sending money. It's going to be great. It's for a good cause. You know what I'm saying? And this week, I'm at Tampa Funny Bone, April 19th to the 21st. Addison Improv in Dallas. That's May 2nd to the 4th. And May 9th to the 11th is Stand Up Live in Phoenix, Arizona. Stand Up Live, May 11th. Stand Up Live, Phoenix, Arizona. May 24th to 26th, Helium Comedy Club in Portland, Oregon. So remember, GodfreyLive.com. Very important that you leave your emails and all that other good shit. You know what I'm saying? I think I've said everything. Did I say everything?
Click join and become a Night Owl. We're about to go to the Night Owl stream. And the only way to watch that Night Owl stream for completely free is to go to gasdigital.com and use the promo code GODFREY14 to get 2 weeks for free.
Yes. We'll be right back in a little bit.
I say you with the guard free, now you with the guard. I say you with the guard free. He ain't playing around with none of these lanes, but I guarantee you'll be entertained and watch him drop some knowledge on your brain.